H5N1. There is no privacy at the speed of light.
There are all kinds of surveillance systems. This spring, biologists are looking for the H5N1 virus in birds migrating back to Europe from Africa. Doctors in public clinics everywhere are looking for signs of tuberculosis in densely packed human populations. Diseases are on the move as waves of migration overwhelm borders. Refugees and illegal immigrants pour into cities looking for the democracy and safety of urban space. These migrants must be photographed and fingerprinted. Video surveillance systems, also known as CCTV, are now equipped with facial recognition software. Facial recognition systems, while still too crude to recognize individuals, do serve authorities by indicating the movement and congregation of certain populations. Dark skin, or particular body types, or certain characteristic modes of dress are observed and registered throughout an elaborate grid of checkpoints. CCTV, although promoted as a deterrent to violent crime, is an important tool for immigration control. Video surveillance collapses the democracy of urban space. Space becomes a commodity. It becomes private property. And only certain people are welcome in particular neighborhoods. Poor people are seldom welcome anywhere. CCTV helps authorities know the poor. Cheating immigrants may be sopping up welfare euros. Immigrants may be infected with tuberculosis. Migrating birds returning from a winter in Africa may be packing the H5N1 virus.